views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everybody. Hello, hello. This is Sherry Dillard. I'm happy to be here. And it is December 13th. Can you believe it? We're going to have a fun day today talking about what is going on right now, the end of December. Before I do this, I want to remind everybody that today is a good day to give me a call if you'd like to talk, have a concern, anything coming up, any interesting things happening in your life you'd like to share on the intuitive level or anything else, feel free to give me a call at 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. And as you know, I'm here every week at this same time talking about the fascinating world of spirituality, intuition, and all things psychic. I've been a professional teacher and psychic and medium for many years, and I truly know that our intuition is what connects us to our most powerful inner knowing. And especially, you know, at this time, it's so, so important that we're able to understand our intuition, because we're going into a very different paradigm than we've been in. You know, and I know everybody probably knows what I'm going to say, but I'm going to go ahead and just say it. And that is that the Mayan prophecies, along with actually some Native American prophecies, Nostradamus, Edgar Cayce, and other spiritual cultures and other teachers throughout time have prophesied the importance of the time that we're in right now. And we are very fortunate to be here alive on the earth at this time, because it's a tremendous time of shifting in the Mayan calendar. And they were experts, the Mayan, in calculations, mathematics, astronomy, understanding cycles. And according to their calendar, and we are entering into the fifth dimension, that we've been in the fourth world, or we're entering into the fifth world. And it's a very, very significant time. You know, we're coming to the end of the physical paradigm as we've known it, and we're entering into a mind-body-spirit unification, a time where we're going to be able to access more spiritual energy than we ever have before on this planet. And you know, there's a lot of talk about the shift. There is some fear out there about the prophecies and what that might mean for the end of the world. And I want to talk about that a little bit. And I also want to talk a little bit about, you know, how we're experiencing this right now. You might be going about your everyday activities and going to work and taking care of your families and doing all the things in the, you know, the way that we normally do them in the physical world. And so what would that mean to kind of be entering into a fifth world, into a different dimension, into a different alternative state of consciousness? Let me give you a little bit of things that you may be experiencing that will kind of help you to understand how it's affecting you. One of the biggest shifts, and I talked about this, I think, a couple weeks ago on the radio show. One of the biggest ways that you may begin to notice the influx of spiritual energy is going to be that you're going to be thinking, you're going to be receiving information more intuitively. This is going to feel a little spacey, perhaps, or it might feel foggy. So we're going into a mystical knowing as opposed to our logical knowing. And our mystical intuitive knowing is simply our gut feeling. It's what we just feel is the right thing for us to do, or we perceive ourselves, we perceive the opportunities before us without the need for the logical assurance, without a map and a plan. We don't need to be in that state of mind where we're going to be, you know, kind of stressed and worried about the, you know, how it's all going to come together and whether or not we can really pull something off. We can still try to do that, but there's not going to be any energy for that because the energy is leaving that kind of logical paradigm of working in the world in that third dimension or the fourth dimension. And we're entering into the heart of intuition. And so you may experience that as feeling pulled to just do things or feeling certain ways and just not knowing whether or not to trust that. And I bring this up because now is the time to trust it. That's going with the flow. That's going where the energy is moving right now, and you'll be supported in that. If you resist that knowing, in the past, it was easy to resist it because the flow of energy cumulatively was not there. Now it is. So in the past, you know, there was support for non-intuitive thinking. Plans would work out. If you wanted to go from A, you would go B, C, and D. You know, you'd go in logical path. You'd have to think in different ways, and things would work out. Things would manifest in the way that you wanted them to, or maybe not, but certainly you could kind of understand sometimes, you know, the way that the patterns of things. Right now, what's happening is the opposite. If you continue to think in that way, if you continue to deny and not go with the flow of where your energy is in the intuitive way, then what you're going to find is you're going to be kind of like feeling empty, and things are not going to progress in the way that you thought they would. It's going to be a feeling of emptiness and frustration, and why are things not working out the way I want them to work out, that kind of thing. So right now, allow yourself, indulge yourself in your intuitive impulses. If it feels right, open that door and just kind of explore that more. See where it goes. Open your mind, your consciousness every day to being in the present time, being in that place where you're feeling led. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this in a moment. I do have a caller on the line. I'm going to take this call. Then we're going to get back to what we're talking about. So, Brian, are you there?
I am.
I think we've got Alma. Is that true on the line?
Alma, that is correct. Alma, welcome to the Sherry Dillard Show. You're live on the air with Sherry.
Hey, Alma, how are you today? Are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Really good.
I'm actually right with you. I have a question and a comment. The comment that I have, I woke up today, I'm not kidding you, and I'm a singer too, and I woke up singing Jesus Take the Wheel and by Carrie Underwood.
It's funny, yeah, because you're exactly right. Yep, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, it's amazing. It's so funny that you were talking about what you were just talking about. Letting go and letting God do its thing. And
right,
yeah.
And that's kind of like the energy of the time right now, and we're real fortunate because that's where the collective consciousness is, you know, is we're able to kind of like get it. We're able to get it in a way, the thing is, you and all of us just need to kind of trust it and act on it.
Exactly. Yeah. So my birthday is this Sunday, and so basically I was just wondering what's in store for my new year, at least highlights, if.
So what is the date on Sunday?
What's the date?
Yeah. What is it on
Sunday? 16th. 1-6.
Okay, it's the 16th. So happy birthday. All right, let me just see what we come in.
Thank you.
Two the year 2013. You're kind of close. You're really having a powerful birthday this year. All right. One of the things I keep feeling, oh, man, I'll tell you what, my dear, you're going to have a good year. Awesome. I just feel this incredible influx of creative energy supporting you in ways that you may not have felt supported in the past. I feel there's been some projects that you may have been wanting to do in the past creatively or pursue, ideas and all of this energy, and you just haven't felt like it's been able to really come into manifestation, you know, into fruition.
Exactly.
And yes. I feel like this is the year 2013 where it's going to start to connect. You know, you're going to start to really... almost in the way that you just told me, almost like synchronicity. It's almost going to like really come and meet you. And the job for you in this coming year, I keep hearing, yeah, is slow down a little bit, take care of yourself and trust, because it's going to be a busy year for you, but primarily it's going to be in the creative fields. I see a lot of manifestation of projects. I see you working with a lot of people. I feel like you're going more into a group energy.
Yes, I speak and I'm a writer. Yep.
Okay, good. You know what? Let's get back to this. I'm getting signaled right now that we're going to have to go to break.
Okay.
So stay in the line. We'll finish up your year and then we'll continue where we're going. And again, this is Sherry Dillard. You're listening to Intuit University. My website is www.sherrydillard.com. And feel free to give me a call today. We'll be right back.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Hello, everybody. We're back with Intuit University, and I'm Sherry Dillard. Happy to be here on December 13th. And Alma, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
All righty. Okay. Yep. You know, like we were just talking, it's going to be a great year for you to manifest creatively. I also feel, I think I said this, but let me just say it again. Make sure you focus,
sure.
Okay? Because it's almost like there's going to be so much coming in that you don't want to dissipate it. Kind of like really like sit, open your awareness up intuitively, and get a feel for what project it feels energetically the strongest for you. And kind of go with that, because there's just so, it's like you're the honey or the bee or whatever it is. I mean, there's just so much coming at you. The other thing I'm feeling with you is I feel like there's going to be some family time or a need. I keep hearing for you to spend with your family. There might be some old things that need to be addressed or healed in the family. And is your father still here physically?
Yeah, I can tell my father. I feel it from him. I think he's fading.
Spend time with him.
Tell that he's just, I've done a Sherry, I can't even tell you about 2012 being about forgiveness and truly letting go. And it's been a rough lifestyle and family and home life, but I just feel blessed. A lot of forgiveness, and I really do love my dad, regardless of the small stuff, so to speak.
You know what, though? There's going to be some healing for you this year with family. I just get so much love coming in, and just like you said, you're already doing it, which is great, because, some of that's going to happen this year, which is really good for you, too.
Well, and you know this, too. Like, in order to manifest, you must let go of what doesn't serve you anymore anyway. And involves forgiveness, you know. Really, truly from the heart, not from the head. Mm-hmm. And, so do you see me getting married next year?
In 2013? You know, it's funny you bring that up, because I tell you what I was feeling, which I wasn't going to say on air, but I will. If you don't want to have a child, be very careful. It's a very fertile time for you, 2013, and I'm feeling, you don't have to bring a child in this year. So just be aware of that. Okay.
Okay.
All right, but let me see if there's a marriage coming up for you in 2013.
Partnership, yeah. I feel him coming. I don't know where he is, but...
Well, I feel like... I feel closer into, like, I want to say into the summer, late summer, I'm feeling... I feel like you might know him now, though. Or you may have known him from the past. Yeah. I'm not feeling someone entirely new, or someone who's been familiar to you. May have been, like I said, someone from the past, someone that you never, I'm not sure, dated, but just knew of. I feel a return of
I don't know if I told you, but I met somebody, and he ended up dating somebody else at the same gathering that I met him at. And I just intuitively, I just can't get him out of my auric field.
Right.
I'm not doing anything, nothing. I'm just letting things be the way it is. And I have, in the end, you don't have any control. So I'm just
Know. Well, you know, I feel good. Like I said, I do feel a return of somebody in a very positive way for you. I don't know if there'll be a marriage in 2013, but I am feeling like a coming together with someone in that way. But it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a good year for you. But again, take care of yourself physically, too. Don't overdo. Try to meditate a little bit more. Try to kind of harmonize, because you're one of these people who is bringing in so much energy right now. Some people are just kind of like sponges, and they're just absorbing all of this love energy and spiritual energy that's coming in, and you're one of them. So
do you think I should do like spiritual protection? Is that what you're saying? Like,
this isn't about
when I go into public.
No, you know what? This is not so much about that. This, I mean, you can certainly do that. That's always a good idea. No, this is actually a positive. This is actually a really good positive bringing this in. The problem, though, is simply if you bring in too much, then you can begin to kind of dissipate it and feel a little spacey with it. You know, it's kind of like eating a good food is really good for you, but if you eat too much of it, you're still going to get a little too stuffed and uncomfortable.
Okay.
All right, my dear. Well, I hope you have a blessed, beautiful, loving birthday, and I wish you
all the best. Thank you so much, and happy New Year to you, and happy holidays to you and your family.
Thank you so much for calling and being a guest. I just very much appreciate it. All right, you take care.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, well, that was a nice call with Alma. She's a beautiful soul. I'm so glad she called. All right, so let's get back here, because we're talking about the ways that we're feeling this shift and how we can, you know, kind of work with it a little better. One of the biggest things that's happening this kind of into this new decade, one of the most important things that's happening is that we're going from a time of human thinking and human problem solving and human competitiveness and force and acquisition and dominance, and we're going into the period of grace. And what's so different about grace is that grace comes to us outside of the limitations of cause and effect and human thinking. Grace is a gift from spiritual energy, and when we accept grace into our lives, what happens is that what manifests through us is of that divine energy, and anything that is of that pure divine energy is basically, you know, it's a miracle. You know, we're coming into the time where miracles are going to be more easily birthed into this world. And, you know, I also truly feel like it's a time where we're going from that more male logical thinking way that I just talked about into more of the divine feminine. And the divine feminine is the intuitive, the creative, and it's a way to manifest more through grace. I think it was St. Augustine who said that miracles are not contrary to nature, but only contrary to what we know about nature. And we're coming into a time right now about that, what we know about nature, what we know about birthing and manifesting miracles, is going to become collectively more known. It's not going to be out of our grasp the way that it's been. And it's up to us to take advantage of this, because that's our challenge. You know, our challenge is to accept this and to integrate it into the earth. If we don't accept it, if we don't integrate it into our daily lives, then we're missing not only a personal opportunity, well, I'll get into later what may happen, but it's certainly energy, it's powerful energy coming in that is for our highest good. All right, so let me talk a little bit about grace, because if you don't know it, I will remind you right now that I wrote a book that was published in March 2012 called The Miracle Worker's Handbook, 7 Levels of Power and Manifestation of the Virgin Mary. And I wrote this book as it was a surprise to me. I wrote it. I had written Discover Your Psychic Type, which has done very well and continues very well to be a bestseller. And then I wrote Love and Intuition, and I wasn't expecting to write a book about Mary. And after I wrote Love and Intuition, I kind of, Mary just began to, I've always felt a connection with Mary, a very strong connection. She's always been part of my psychic and medium work, Mary and her angels. And I'm not Catholic, you know, that's kind of the funny thing is that I don't know Mary through the church. I don't know her as kind of the icon of the church. I know her more as a powerful force in my life that's helped me with healing and to help my clients and has worked through me and with me in a way that has probably been the most healing, uplifting, and transformative force in my life. And I felt, you know, before I wrote the book, I kept feeling a really strong draw to know more about Mary and to understand more about Mary. And just so you'll know kind of how this book came about is I walk pathetically early in the morning. I like to walk in the dark. It's kind of like a meditation for me. I get up at 5:30 and I take my dogs and we walk under the stars and I kind of open my mind and heart. And this is when I started to kind of basically really feel her presence. I'm going to get back to this. It is time for a break right now. That segment went by real quick. Again, this is Sherry Diller, www.sherrydiller.com. And please check out my website, sign up for my newsletter. Feel free to give me a call right now if you would like, and we will be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDiller.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard. You're back with me. I'm on Intuit University show. And just a reminder, if you would like to give me a call, 800-930-2819. I do have a email from someone who is at work and cannot call me right now, that, and I wanted to answer her question. She has, we'll call her JL, has been thinking about leaving her workplace for a long time, she says, and she went into her work. Her supervisor called her in and asked her if she wanted her job. She was told that there are layoffs coming, and so JL would like to know, is this a sign from the universe that it's time to leave? Because, you know, the door opened for her to go as she had been thinking about leaving, or not. Perhaps, she says, with material concerns of hers and other things, maybe she should try to stay. So what I'm feeling, JL, is this. I feel like I do feel like you will be leaving where you're working in 2013, although I'm not getting it right away. I'm feeling like it's going to be more toward the into the spring and maybe even as long as the summer. I'm getting I really don't feel you're going to be there, though, past the summer. And I definitely feel like what the universe is trying to say to you is, you know, ask and you shall receive. And so right now, ask for what you want. You know, you've already been saying to the universe, to spirit, that you're not happy at your job and you want to leave, and they've responded. And now your job is to say, what do I want? And ask for that and be ready and willing and watch for the synchronicities. And I know that sometimes that's the hardest thing to do, is to say, is to claim what we want, is to say, you know, well, this or that, it feels impractical. It feels like maybe we can't do it. I don't know. What if I'm wrong and I get into something new and I really don't like it? In that case, what I ask you to do is this. If you don't know what you want, and this goes for everybody out there, ask, and actually, I think this might be the more powerful step to take anyway, but not. Sometimes, you know, it is ours to claim. But if you're not sure about where you want to go, but you just know you want to go, ask for your angels, your guides, spirit to lead you into what you can most be of service and what is in your highest good and what is the higher work for you on the planet at this time. And then pay attention to synchronicities. But every day, send that open prayer, open your heart, send that prayer out there. Please guide me to what is my work on the earth at this time. Lead me, show me, and watch for synchronicities in the world. Because, you know, I believe that synchronicities is our intuition in the external world. And it's the world, it's our intuition showing us in a way what our next step is. And it may be a conversation you overhear. It may be something that you see on television, or you drive by something and you just get this leap in your heart. It just feels right. Listen to your intuition now. Listen to what you respond to in a heartfelt way. And then pay attention. And your job is to follow through with that. Take action with that. And again, please, I just want to say this again really loud and clear. The old way is falling away. It's not about the logic of it. It's not about is this right? Is this wrong? Is this going to work? How can I figure all this out? Right now is the time to act on the available spiritual energy and let yourself be catapulted into this new time we're in. It's about grace again. It's about the manifestation of grace and receive that grace. And that's the thing. But anyway, back to JL. So that's what I'm feeling for you, is claim what you want. And you have got to do that now. You have got to do that now. You have got to now, every day, say, lead me, pay attention. It's like your guides are hitting you over the head a little bit and saying, wake up, wake up, wake up. We want you to be on this earth a little bit different. We want you to be conscious, and we want you to really, really integrate and receive the happiness and harmony that you really deserve here. So don't be afraid to dig in. Now's the time to dig in. And I do feel positive about all of this. I do feel new opportunities coming for you that are actually going to be really exciting. All right. By the way, if you cannot call me, if you're listening to this as a podcast in the archives, or if you're at work or whatever and you cannot call me, feel free to give me an email and I can answer your concerns on the show. My email address is sgd7777@yahoo.com. Again, that's sgd7777@yahoo.com. All right, so before break, we were talking about Mary, and I was telling all of you about how the book came to me. And in part, it came kind of what I call downloads as I was walking in the morning. And, you know, one of the stories I talk about in the book is it was kind of like one of those surreal experiences where I'm, you know, it's 5:30, 5:15 in the morning. I'm kind of groggy. I'm walking out there with my dogs. And, you know, I'm kind of like half awake, still kind of half, you know, and all of this kind of information would come and it would make perfect sense to me as I was walking. And I got into the book. I started, I would go home and I would write down what I got and I would further understand it and write more about it. And then the next day more would come and I'd write it down. And I went this on this path for a few months where everything was making sense and I was really inspired by what I was receiving. And one morning, I began to kind of like doubt it all. I began to really wonder why I was doing this. It felt, you know, Mary in our culture is not, she's not really looked at as a spiritual teacher. You know, she's kind of looked at as primarily the mother of Jesus, which is a wonderful thing because she was the one who birthed miracles, grace, and that's what I want to talk about. But we don't really know her in more of the metaphysical or spiritual realms as the kind of the leader, the divine, as the divine feminine leader that she is, and I believe the expression of grace and miracles as of the divine feminine. And when I say Mary, I kind of also feel like I'm talking about Guadalupe, Kuan Yin, and other feminine spiritual teachers that have come in and followed much of this same pattern that Mary did. But anyways, I was walking in the morning, and I began to doubt it all. It kind of seemed, you know, this is a little kooky. I'm going out on a limb writing this book. It's not maybe kind of what I'm known for in that way, because I've written primarily about intuition, although that's one of the things I discovered by writing the book, is that Mary was very intuitive and used her intuition to communicate with Archangel Gabriel and also to receive the divine plan of her life. And she received intuitively guidance on a daily basis that kind of got her through her life or, you know, and even, I mean, her life and certainly the birth of Christ and the acceptance of the miraculous conception. But Mary also, you know, in a bigger way, I guess, is a force in and of herself. She is the paradigm of kind of this time, what we're going through right now. She brought this in a very real way 2,000 years ago. But I feel like what's happening now is this paradigm that she introduced, it's very available to all of us. But anyway, back to my story. So I'm walking, doubting, distrusting what I'm receiving. And I kind of decided I think I might just put this book to the side. I was pretty busy and I wasn't sure I wanted to follow the path. And so I decided to do that. And then before I did that, I said, you know what, Mary, if this is really really what I'm supposed to be doing, if this isn't just kind of me out here half awake in the morning, you know, kind of receiving whatever or daydreaming or whatever, I need a sign. Please give me a sign. And I actually am not afraid to ask for signs. Some people may feel less like they need them, and I don't always need them, but certainly I'll ask for them because I think it's a good way to communicate. But I asked, you know, I said, please send me a sign because I need to know whether or not to pursue this or not. Kind of what I'm asking all of you to do, like I said to JL, is, you know, ask, put it out there, ask to be led. But anyway, so I asked, I said, please guide me. And then the next morning, the very next morning, by the way, at this point, I was on my way to the Yucatan for a few days off to a little hut with no electricity and no running water. And I was busy and I realized I needed a hat, a sun hat, because I have very fair skin. And I also needed a Spanish dictionary. I know a little bit of Spanish, but not enough to kind of communicate in that environment the way I wanted to. So I was trying to get time to go to the store and buy a dictionary, Spanish-English dictionary, and I really needed a hat. My plane was leaving the next day. I was walking at 5:30 in the morning, and guess what? I got to go on break. All right, so if you haven't read the book, I talk about this in the book. If you haven't read the book, I will tell you what happened. You probably already guessed, but I will tell you as we come back in just a moment. And again, this is Sherry Dillard. I'm talking right now about the book, The Miracle Worker's Handbook. I'm talking about the spiritual teacher of Mary, the time now that we're in, why she's of so much importance to us, and www.sherrydillard.com, and we will be right back.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Do you play enough in your life? What if play and the absolutely ridiculous were the place that creativity and your brilliance hide out? Did you know that laughter and play are the elements of change? Let's unleash the playful creative you. Join Brenda St. Louis on November 20th at 6 p.m. Pacific for a free telecall, a play date with the ridiculous. This is the beginning of a 6 play dates with the ridiculous series. Sign up now at knowthatyouknow.com/playdate. Get your silly on and register now.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard again at Intuit University. And I just want to finish off my little story here. So I'm walking in the dark. I'm asking Mary for a sign. And there's a little clump of trash in the middle of the road, or what I believe to be trash. It's dark, so I can't really see. I go kind of toward it, and I make out. My dogs go sniff around. And there are three items laying in the middle of the road. One is a hat. My size, exactly the color and the size, I mean, the style I would want it to be, that I would have bought. The one large Spanish-English dictionary and one pocket-sized Spanish-English dictionary. Three items in the middle of the road at 5:30 in the morning, and exactly what I had said the day before I needed before I was to go on my trip the next day to the Yucatan in Mexico, and right before I had asked Mary for a sign. And so this was my sign that I was on the right track and I was to proceed. Now, why do I tell you this story? In part because this is the divine feminine in action. This is the times we're in right now. And that is that the divine feminine manifests as what we most need. The divine masculine is more concerned with enlightenment, shifting of consciousness. Divine feminine is concerned with the nurturance, the here and now, Mother Earth, what gives to us, what nurtures the seed, the sprouting. So in this time that we're in right now, accept grace. How do you accept grace? The miraculous conception was the acceptance of grace. The paradigm is to ask. The paradigm is to expect miracles. And whatever problem you have, whatever concern you have, whatever confusion or whatever is confronting you, all you need to do to immaculately conceive like Mary did, and I would love right now to get into the story of why I feel this was suppressed, because it was, but I don't have time to get into it right now. But the Immaculate Conception, the miraculous conception, was not a one-time deal. It was not a fluke. It was meant to be the way that we can begin to manifest the miraculous in our own lives. All we need to do is to open ourselves in a prayerful, heartfelt way and accept grace in our lives. Kind of what I was asking JL to do is to... Every day you have to work with spirit, kind of what I did when I asked for a sign, when I asked to be given the information or the assurance that I was on the right track. Open yourself, open your heart, and you know, it's sometimes hard to know when we've received grace. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes you can kind of feel a shiver of just, you know, your body tingles, or you just know. You know, have you ever had that experience where something's in front of you, there's an appearance of lack or the appearance of pain, I mean, well, illness, the confusion of not knowing what your job's going to be, are you going to lose it? All of those appearances are out there, and yet something in you gets this inspiration, this aha moment, and you know something powerful is coming your way. You can feel it. That's grace. That's grace at work. Grace comes into our life as kind of an intuitive knowing. But again, it doesn't mean we don't always know what it's going to be. we sometimes feel it in our body. We can feel it kind of in our heart too, of just a love, just a knowing that we're cared for, that events are going to unfold in our highest good. And when you receive that, even if you're not sure, even if it's not very tangible, act as if you are receiving it, and don't let it go. Don't get into that mind thinking that we were talking about earlier. You know, that thinking that this couldn't possibly be happening for me. It's not logical. It doesn't make sense. How can these things happen? Because we're leaving the logic of the third dimension. We're leaving the logic of the material world as we know it. And we're entering into a new sense of logic, if you want to call it that. And this new sense of possibilities comes from a higher energy of creative force, divine energy of love. And that's going to become our most stable and reliable power, is going to be what comes to us in that way. And I want you all to know that, because part of Mary's path, you know, and keep in mind, like I was saying earlier, that, you know, at the time when of Mary's life, it was a very male-dominated time. Women were not educated in the temples. Women were pretty much you know, second-class citizens who worked in the home and didn't really have a voice in politics, in religion, in decisions made in families. And so for Mary to receive a message from Archangel Gabriel the way that she did of the miraculous conception was really outside of the traditional spiritual and religious paradigm of that time. No rabbis were told, no spiritual leaders were told, no one was told but Mary. And the way that Mary became aware of this was through a message from an angel. It was through her intuition. And that's in part what we all need to remember, is that what we seek right now is not going to come to us in the shift we're making through the logical known world. It's going to come as we open our intuition up, as we open and receive more and more of the energy that's coming to us from non-physical sources. One of the things I talk about in the book is I talk about the seven levels, and the book again is the Miracle Workers Handbook, Seven Levels of Power and Manifestation of the Virgin Mary. The first power, the first step in her process, of course, is her virginity, which is our awareness of our own virginity, of our own pure inner spirit. And once we're aware of that, then you realize that that divine grace exists within us. It's within us. And as you do that, your intuitive senses are going to open up, which I call your divine intuitive senses, which is the ability to connect with spirit, the divine energy, through your, which again, unfortunately, I don't have time to get into it too much, but just know, again, hopefully I will get back to this topic in a week or two, because I'd love to talk more about our divine intuitive senses, which I'm sure you've all experienced, our ability to see, feel, experience, touch, the divine energy that comes to us, and to trust that. And with that, I'm going to leave you and ask you all this week to put some energy into that, to put some energy into accepting grace, accepting the messages, the opening your intuition up, allowing grace to come into your life, and then taking action on it when it comes in, following through with it. You know, when I came across the hat and the two dictionaries, I could have said that it was purely coincidental and it was interesting phenomenon, but still decided not to write the book and pursue it. But I did, and I had to act on it. And that's all of our job, is to act on what we receive. Because as we do that, as we surrender to this movement, we're activating our divine energy and our highest self to manifest. We're activating miracles. All right, my dears, it was really nice talking to y'all today. Next week, we're going to have a treat. I'm going to have a reader here. So we're going to be doing, hopefully, readings most of the show. But anyway, Sherry Dillard, time for me to leave you all. www.sherrydillard.com. Please check out my website. I've got some classes coming up. Please sign up for my my newsletter. I'll send you out some notices of things coming up. And check out my book, The Miracle Worker's Handbook. It's the perfect season, a perfect gift. Thank you again. Have a blessed week.
You've been listening to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Tune in each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Each week, Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydillard.com. That's www.sherrydillard.com. See you next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.